Blog Talk Radio.
Family, assalamu alaikum. All the greetings that you possibly could think of this morning. Let's get right into this because I've got some real serious information I want to share with you this morning. So let's just jump right into this scripture real quick. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth, rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. O Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and they speak insolvent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and stranger, and they murder the fatherless. Let they say, the Lord does not see, nor does God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools. When will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? And he who formed the eye, shall he not see? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been given my help, my soul will soon have been settled in silence. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties in me, your comfort delights my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against. Let's just jump right into this. You know, a lot of us are so educated, and, you know, you don't want to mess with y'all because y'all too damn high. But if you high and you, the only person that's affected by your highness is yourself, then you need to get knocked down a peg or two. Because right now we are at war with a beast that we cannot see. And I keep saying over and over again, there are none so blind as those of us who refuse to see. Now today, I'm just going to touch in on the way this wicked beast has decided to just infiltrate and contaminate our bodies with madness. You know, I could sit here and start telling you that we could start with sending you to looking at, when Jimmy Carter and poor. And so we ain't included in that. So I don't care who you think you are, okay? So even if you got a little paper, this if you eating what they've been giving us, you might as well count your doom as well. You know, each generation get more and more of this type of MSG and this craziness into their food supply. So now we at an all-time high of it, and our bodies are out of control. And then now, or at least when you're trying to be in tune with your body more and more, you know, you and as you get older, you notice the subtle changes that probably are natural. And then, you know, some shit just is just really crazy. And you try to kind of get a grasp or grips on it, I guess, and that's, you know, all according to your age and, you know, lifestyle or whatever. But when I started, somehow searching the internet brought me to a list of genetically engineered food. Now, first of all, just let me say, I titled this show A Real Life Soylent Green because I don't know if a lot of y'all that are young are privy to even knowing what the movie was about. It starred Charlton Heston. And the people, you know, the economy had crashed because, you know, these demons always tell y'all what they're going to do. We just, it's too crazy to understand. We sit there with popcorn like, look what they're doing to us in the movie. Stuff they give you food or whatever, and then once a week this truck will come by and give them the soy. Well, Charlton Heston, you know, in his inquisitive nature, you know, Moses, found out that the soy that they were eating were really people, you know. So, now, even though I gave you pretty much the synopsis of the movie, you know, just go see it. If you don't, just go rent it and check it out. Because you live in it right now. I pulled out a list, and I don't want to, you know, just overkill y'all's spirits this morning. But if it's real talk, then you need to know what kind of demon that you're dealing with. Because you can't fight your enemy if you can't see him and you don't know, you don't have a depth of the diabolical nature of him. How can you fight him? And if you love him so much, that you cannot even just sit back for 1 minute and say, who is my enemy? Then you know that slavery has done such a damn job on your corn in the area in the United States of America that we are eating is genetically engineered. Okay? Now, this list that I'm going to give to you, it came from a union of concerned scientists that they, you know, fucking us up in such a bad way that they're deciding now that, you know, hey, you know, what have we done? Well, let's just start with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Frito-Lay's Corn Chips, Bravo Tortilla Chips. You know, you can just say all, pretty much all General Mills stuff, the Total Pulse, all that stuff, you know, stuff that's supposed to be, you know, oh, so great for you. And then we're going to go to the babies because they're killing them too. So what they're making sure, what happens is, if you, for instance, I heard a brother, Earl Ingram, on this program talked about how we have been dummied down, which is such a fix it. It's your responsibility. If y'all want to call in, the number is 310-982-4136. Again, that number is 310-982-4136. But I'm just going to get to this list because it's so disturbing that I think that it's worth me jumping right into, even if it takes up a pretty much a majority of the program, because it's all the stuff that we eat. And this damn stuff don't make no matter so rushed and hurried in life that we don't have time, then that means they got us where we want. They want us, you know, to continue this execution of genocide on poor people, and specifically black people, who are always at the low end of every category in the totem pole. Enfamil, Similac, Isomil, and there's a Nestle's infant formula as well. Granola bars, Nabisco snack well crackers. Oh, and this is another good one. I know y'all going to be hating this one. Ballpark Franks. Duncan Hines Cream Cake. K cake mix, I'm sorry. What is that? Quaker yellow corn mix. Ultra Slim Fast. Jimmy Dean sausage. Oh, God, here goes another one, and I grew up on this one, so, you know, I'm full of the pep poison. Aunt Jemima pancake mix. And for all you vegetarians who think, oh, I ain't got to even worry about it, because, you know, they doing something, you know, that's unhealthy anyway. They going to McDonald's, and I eat soy, and I eat Boca Burgers, and I made a conscious effort to, let me tell you how wicked this demon is. Garden Burgers. Boca Burgers. Which is what my daughter loves. Morningstar, Veteran Burgers. Veteran Burgers. Green Giant Harvest Burger. Ovaltine. Betty Crocker Bacon Bits. Y'all familiar with them? The Betty Crocker bacon bits that we, you know, put on our salads because we call ourselves eating healthy. Full of poison. Full of poison. MSG. El Paso taco shells. This one really messed me up because, in fact, I just pulled a couple of these boxes out right now to go with the beans that I was about to prepare. And that is Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix. oh, my God. I don't even want to go. We got the canola oil, which is what I cook with. Okay? Let me say this here. I don't think we really can even fathom the depth. A great bulk, a majority of our stuff was just infiltrated with MSG. There are some statistics that go on record when you look at, and I want you guys to just kind of Google some of this information because I ain't just talking crazy to you, and see what the content of chips were in 1955 or 1965, for that matter. And then I want you to, is what we do, and that's how they got us, you know. More important than money, you know, is really the ability to think and reason and not to let money control you to the point where you think that as long as you pay your tithes and you're religious, then you're fine. You have nothing to fight and there is no war. But there, I contend to tell you, sisters and brothers, that it's something different. There is a war. Mm-hmm. And we have to fight it every single day. But don't worry about it because we built for it. That's the thing you need to understand. We really are built for struggle. We just don't like it. We don't like it no more because we've done it for so long. And in this country, we struggle more than no other. So a lot of us have gotten complacent and lazy. And we think that to have a revolution means that everybody's going to stay alive. You can't have a revolution and be afraid to die. The fact of the matter is, we're feeding our babies bullshit. You have a union of concerned scientists now that actually have a conscience, that know that the majority of the people who eat this are on the go, don't have time to read the labels, and are being screwed. They're spending their money to get dead. Now, that's not even counting all the other vices and the other things that we may do that are harmful to us. Yes, we know nobody's going to live forever. That ain't the point. Let me be responsible for killing myself. Can kill me unbeknownst to me? And don't even label the stuff? So this soybean, which half of all the soybean in America is genetically engineered and approved. What is it? Is it really people? How do we know? Huh? I heard this brother say something that he I think I was listening to Brother Bobby Hemmings. And for those of you who are not familiar with him, he's another one of the master teachers that we have that white folks, you know, haven't allowed us to, I guess, you know, well, of course white folks wouldn't have you, but even our own black folks, we're so busy following white folks' agenda and the Europeans' agenda, we get ashamed to say, well, this is just for me, because I need a special type of information because I'm a special type of person. In fact, my whole being here is under unusual circumstances, so I need a special type of message to deal with what I have to deal with under the circumstances of me just being here. See, and with that, they got us here. We had to plant. We had to learn how to grow our gardens. And we had to learn how to basically feed ourselves. And I think that it's going to benefit us to understand that if we want to survive, if we want to not be extinct, then maybe we should start putting our health issues, not in terms of how we eat and how we exercise, but just what the hell we put in our damn pie hole. Because if all these things that I've just named to you, you might as well go out there and dig up some grass and figure out how to cook it, huh? No. What that means is we have to take our time. We might have to spend a little bit more money. We might have to go back to some of the things that the slave did in order to survive, because we are built for it. But we are not built for MSG and things that are shutting us down on so many levels that we cannot even think straight. I think one of the most disturbing things was an article that came out from a senior lecturer, a pathology in London, and he was talking about the dangers of genetically engineered foods. And let me share this with you real quick because we're running out of time. His name is Maxim Mieser. His name is Michael Antonio. Okay? Now, the application last year for the growing within Europe of Master Mieser maize by Seba Gigi, now part of the Novartis food chain, caused a great deal of controversy. Maxim Mieser has been genetically engineered to produce its own pesticide. However, it also contains a gene which confers resistance to the antibiotic ampicillin. This raised the problem that ampicillin-resistant gene may be transferred to bacteria either in the soil from rotting vegetable matter or in the gut of animals and humans who have eaten products derived from Maxim Mieser maize. As a result, use of the important antibiotic in both clinical and veterinary medicine could be compromised still further if the resistant gene is picked up by harmful strains of the bacteria. In case y'all kind of wondering what the hell that is, I know it kind of seems crazy, let me put it on a ghetto level. You know, like that grass that, you know, you don't have to worry about ever having ugly lawn again, and you can just sip this shit down on your dirt and water it, and it's always green forever and ever, amen. Well, the stuff that runs off of that stuff becomes in the soil. And so if you're growing anything and stuff, and kind of stuff that's coming out of there, it's poisoned. Generally, regulatory authorities which assess the safety of genetically engineered foods take the position that a processed food product in which the genetic material, DNA, has been either destroyed or removed and which has been shown to be substantially equivalent to the non-GE variety, so which needs little in the form of health risk assessment and can be marketed without labeling. Such a stance indicates that the main risks that are perceived arise from the presence of the virus. So this stuff is altering our behavior, our mind, our genetics, our DNA, our hormones. There's no sense in people getting around here and talking about people who are gay or homosexual or whatever. Because let me tell you something. The food you're eating manly man, you gonna grow some breasts. You gonna grow some hair. And the women gonna grow hair on their chest. The stuff that they're giving us and that we're putting down our mouths. And let's make this happen. Be blessed.
Part of a religion, of many other reasons that gives you.